Well,
good to finally touch base anyway after our conversations.
Yeah, it's, I know it's been a long re.
It certainly has been a long re.
Wow. Well, did you have a nice holiday?
No, it rained nonstop.
So man.
I've got two young kids, so it's pretty. We were sort of stuck indoors a lot of the time. It's pretty frustrating. But
board games?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Scrabble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
And but yeah, I came back refreshed anyway. That was the main thing, you know, to have a break from the music. So.
And that's a break is nice, and then you can get back and be totally rejuvenized.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's talk about the new album coming out soon.
It probably won't be out till next spring.
Next spring, so
yeah,
6-7 months.
Mm.
About that. What can we expect from this new album?
Oh, what can you expect? I think to break it down into simple terms, it's like a third rap, third instrumental kind of stuff, and a third songs.
Really?
Mm.
Oh.
But the rap is pretty abstract.
And are you rapping, or is Slick Rick rapping?
Oh, no, we got a Cool Calm Pete.
Oh, I don't know that person, but now it's something to look up.
He's great. He's on our MySpace friends list. So
okay, I'll check him out
He's fantastic, actually.
Wow.
He does a mean Slick Rick impression as well.
Right on. I like Slick Rick. Slick Rick was just around our way a couple weeks ago.
Oh, was he? Yeah. What, playing live? Or?
Yeah, I think he was down at Toad's place in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
He's a great guy.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's some rap.
We got Jason, who used to be in New Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
Who's on our track Big Calm, on our album Big Calm. He's back on a couple of tracks. Then we got Judy Zook singing some songs.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Interesting.
They sound really beautiful.
Yeah.
They've come out really well. And Thomas Dybdahl, who's a Norwegian singer-songwriter.
So what part are you going to play mostly in this album?
Oh, this album, I've been working on it for over a year now.
Okay.
So from the kind of seeds of the beats and the noises and stuff like that.
The backbone.
And kind of producing and arranging and helping write stuff. And
Ross is playing a lot of guitar and keyboards and things?
Yeah, Ross has been playing some amazing guitar and keyboards. He's been over from L.A. because he's been living out there for the last year. So,
okay.
So that's pretty cool. And he did some recording out there with Mary Clayton.
So no Daisy this album around?
No, Daisy's gone.
Daisy's not with the band anymore?
No, Daisy's not with the band, no.
And, you know, I was enjoying her. She did have a bluesy sort of thing going there.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the record we made together, you know, there's some amazing moments on there, you know. I think we have personality differences.
Well, and that's the way it is with any creative and any work. Any work you're doing with somebody else?
Any singer.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
I didn't hear that either. I have to admit that the changeover from Sky to Daisy was, you know, it was just something different.
And it was intentionally extreme.
And that's, I thought that was, you know what, this album took me a lot to listen to it over and over before I could, you know, before I really could make an opinion.
Mm.
And I've basically been just dissecting it song by song.
Yeah.
And going that way. And there's some really, the ends of some of these songs really jam.
Yeah. There's a lot of kind of live freedom, a lot more than we would have allowed on our previous records.
And I wonder what that would sound like touring. I bet that is just such a real kicker.
It was really good, actually. Yeah, it kind of took the live show up another level with a lot of the material from particularly tracks like Ten Men and Living Hell and stuff.
Oh, I love Ten Men, yeah.
That would always go down really well, you know. So
I think I'm gonna be playing a couple. I'm gonna be playing Ten Men this week.
Oh, cool! Excellent, thank you.
Yeah, and probably and People Carrier.
Yeah,
I think I'll do a mix like that. Those are two really upbeat, charging sort of things.
Sure. Yeah.
Really good.
That's good.
Now, how the heck did you get to be so cool, like Fonzie? You know, I mean, you guys are, you define chill. It's so true. And is it in the water where you're drinking? Is it in the medication time?
No, I think it's because you know, like a lot of interesting music, it comes out of these kind of backwater places,
mm-hmm.
and we just really had to use our imagination. And when we were kids, and we just really got lost in the world of music, and I think our ears tuned to levels of depth that, you know, maybe other people's don't, and you know, we just formed our our own way of making music, and, you know, we didn't ever really strike out to be cool. We just did what we enjoyed.
Sure is cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the reason that I enjoy More Chiba is because you cannot define it, and that goes song by song, and definitely now album by album for sure.
Mm.
It's undefinable. You can't put it you can't put your thumb on a genre.
Sure.
And I like that genre unknown sort of style. And you keep people guessing, and that's wonderful.
Well, it's nice if you can appreciate it. I know that we've probably upset a few people along the way, but it keeps it fresh for us as career artists. You know, we're on our sixth album now, and you know, that's quite a long haul, really. But we're still young and enthusiastic, and you know.
Yeah.
I think the new record is pretty much the culmination of all of our experiences. You know, it's kind of got the whole lot, but it's very much more down tempo, maybe like Who Can You Trust or Big Calm, with a lot more kind of bluesy influence from Ross.
Oh, good. I look forward to. I look forward to that. So is it? No, the third single, Everybody Loves a Loser.
Mm.
That's an interesting tune as well.
Yeah.
I'm toying with the idea of spinning that one as well. That's fun.
Yeah, no, that track came out pretty well. I was happy with that.
Yeah, and there's good ways to introduce and exit from that song as well. A little sarcastic, I think, too, with people. How was your time in South America?
It was really good, actually. It was it's amazing there, you know, because plenty of festivals of, you know, like a million people or something, you know, just it's crazy. Completely different.
Yeah,
and I just love the culture and the spirit, you know.
Yeah, and your brother got to hang out with the group Los, is it Javos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, in Chile.
In Chile, that must have been a really good time.
Yeah, Ross loves South America. He spends quite a bit of time there.
Really?
Yeah, and hiking and that kind of thing, trekking, you know. And
Chilean psychedelic.
Yeah.
Folk rock stuff. That must be really great stuff.
Sure.
Especially to get to chat about. So now touring.
Mm.
When can we expect to see you around the States?
We were in the States before South America.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Or after South America, at the end of last year.
Last year, yeah.
But I don't know. Russ, when do you think we'll tour the States again?
Next fall.
So we got about a year to wait. For the new album, we'll see you.
Yeah.
We'll see you somewhere around probably New York.
Yeah, yeah.
I would bet.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe Boston.
Yeah, we're not quite sure how the live show's going to work out yet because we've got such a mix of collaborators on the record.
Yeah, you got to. Everybody's schedules maybe have to meet up.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Whatever happens, we will maintain the quality that we've established thus far.
Oh, man, I'm really interested in this new album. But David, you worked with David Byrne on Feelings as well.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I knew it when I was listening to the album, I saw all the credits and everything. I was like, oh, cool. And then the album kind of got put to the side because you grow your collection.
Sure.
And then one day, oh, yeah, this would be perfect. And I'm looking at it again going, oh, my, after I've been RE-ing with you forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it re-kicked me to re-listen to this album now. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I think everyone needs to listen to that album.
I think it came off really well, that record. I mean, it was done very quickly in our downtime on our very first tour after our first record, and he just called us up and said, oh, you know, would you like to help produce my record? And we were like, of course we would.
Right, yeah.
And it was really good, actually, and we ended up with a load of tracks on the record, and we were very, very proud.
I would be very proud of that. Now, was that on your record label at the time?
No, that was on David's Luwaka Bop label.
Yeah, Luwaka Bop, yeah.
Yeah.
And now you have your own label going.
It's kind of more of a... just more because we have our own studio and we obviously produce all our own stuff. So it's kind of more of a production house.
A production house.
Small vanity label.
Whatever it is, it's got some tasty stuff coming out of it.
Cool.
And I really look forward to the new album, and I'm going to spin the anecdote this weekend and probably play a little of our conversation on the air.
Oh, cool.
Get people that don't know you to check you out.
Oh, fantastic.
And this is a great time because all the college students are just kicking back, getting here now.
Yep.
So they can maybe turn on the radio and actually enjoy it rather than freaking out that they're back to school.
Yeah. Well, the thing I've really found, you know, with More Chiba is that people are just, you know, discovering it nonstop, you know. And like with MySpace and everything, we have so many people come by and say, oh, I only heard you for the first time last week, you know, and I love it. And it's great, you know, it seems to really be standing the test of time, and it's great to have all these new the young people come along and appreciate it.
Absolutely. And now you have such a being a band that's made it this far. You have a lot of directions to point them. Well, if you like this, check out this.
Yeah.
And then you get them really pumped up for the new stuff, which is where I'm at.
Yeah.
So cool. So I look forward to that, and you know, when we get it here, I will certainly play it as soon as I get it. I know that much.
Excellent.
And I want to wish you well in the in the making of it.
Yeah, thank you. We've got a couple of months to go yet, but yeah. We're all pretty much on schedule. So
cool. Well, we'll stay in touch, and you know, I'll shoot you an address, and we can swap some goodies.
Nice one, Walt.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
You take care, and thanks for taking it easy on me. I've read a few of your other interviews, and you were very tame, and I certainly appreciate that.
Oh, I'm not drunk. That's the thing. You see, I've done too many drunken, obnoxious interviews.
I timed you at the right time.
That's right.
Okay, we'll always do it right around this time. That's cool. Funny. That's funny. I am drunk, so, huh. Have a great one.
Cool. Nice one.
Take care.
Cheers, man. Bye.
Cheers.